To many, the story of what's happening on our southern border is being painted with a single brush. We're being flooded with migrants, many of them young people, children seeking asylum on their own. But our next guest looked at the data and found there's more than one story here. While that narrative might be true in the Rio Grande sector of the border in Texas, here in Arizona, in the Tucson and Yuma sectors, things are different.
What the data shows is that the number of migrants crossing the border in the Rio Grande Valley is just way higher than any other sector.
Kurt Prendergast is an immigration reporter with the Arizona Daily Star in Tucson, and our co-host Lauren Gilger spoke with him more about it.
So who is crossing in the Tucson sector versus, you know, the Rio Grande sector? Like, there are large differences even just in nationality, right?
Right, yeah. So in the Tucson sector, what you're seeing mostly are single adults without children from Mexico and Guatemala. In the Rio Grande Valley, people from Honduras are the most common, and that's like 4 out of 10. Since October. And then you get to the Yuma sector, and it's 58% are what the CBP labels as other countries, which anecdotally we know as is Cuba, Venezuela, Brazil, and some other countries. So migrants are coming from very different countries and going to different parts of the border.
That's really interesting. And there's also a difference in like family units coming in certain places versus single adults versus these big groups that sort of surrender themselves to Border Patrol and ask for help, right?
Yeah. So that was one of the things when we talked to the sector chief that he brought up very quickly was that like large groups of migrants, I think generally families, unaccompanied children, that's just very, very common right now in the Rio Grande Valley sector. And it's also common in the Yuma sector. But it's far less common in the Tucson sector. And so it's not only is this a big difference between like these three sectors, but when we had like in 2018 and 2019, there was a similar spike in apprehensions, as we called them back then. But it was a lot of families. That was what was really, they were the ones driving that spike 2 years ago. But now like the data just shows that, like this is just so many single adults relative to families and unaccompanied children. So it's a pretty different situation, what we're seeing now versus 2 years ago. And there's an important caveat with this, that we have the public health order called Title 42,
right.
Which it's kind of not apples to apples comparing the pandemic months with previous years, because the what they call the recidivism rate, the number of people who cross repeatedly is a lot higher now than it was in the past, in recent years. And so I think border-wide, you see Customs and Border Protection says that it's about 30%. Of what they call the Title 42 expulsions.
So people who were just immediately returned to Mexico based on Title 42, just trying again and again.
Yeah, because you know they cross and they get processed and they're just returned to Mexico. They're expelled to Mexico at the closest port of entry. And it's a matter of hours. Whereas in previous years, you know, you would be processed. It would take days or weeks to go through the system.
Yeah. So the bigger point you're making here in this article, right, is that the national conversation about this border crisis, like, is not necessarily reflective of what's happening here in Arizona. Is it at all reflective of this, or is this mostly seem to be happening elsewhere in the border?
Yeah, so I mean that's a really great question. I started doing this story because I just wanted to see how our area of the border fit into what I was seeing in the national news coverage. And you know, I pay pretty close attention to this for obvious reasons. And a lot of the conversation deals with families and unaccompanied children, being kept in Border Patrol facilities, which are not adequate for having children, and you know, trying to move them into like through the government agencies to then be able to go to a sponsor. And so there's a lot of children. You know, the number was growing daily who were in Border Patrol custody. But I wasn't really seeing that much here. So the way it's playing out, apparently, is every sector on the border is seeing more people crossing. Mm-hmm. It's hard to compare those numbers with previous years because of Title 42 and the quick recrossing of the border. But it just looks very different what's happening in the Tucson sector, Yuma sector, and the Rio Grande Valley sector.
Yeah. And those nuances seem a little lost on politicians, right, who tend to paint the border with a broader brush. You point out that Governor Doug Ducey cited national numbers about the border crossings rather than those Arizona numbers.
Yeah. So in his emergency declaration, he put out a news release announcing it. And he did what was, you know, this is the shorthand for the Biden border crisis is 170,000 border encounters in March. The reason that I mentioned it was he was very explicit in his declaration that there is an emergency in the Arizona border counties, but he was citing the much larger border-wide number. In the following days, he did go down to Yuma and he did, you know, stand with the chart showing the Yuma sector numbers. But I thought it was very telling that when it came time to declare the emergency, he just used that broad brush and just, you know, here's the number that everyone is seeing in the news, and this is why we need to declare an emergency.
Hmm. All right. That's all we'll have time for today. That is Kurt Prendergast with the Arizona Daily Star joining us from Tucson, where he covers immigration. Kurt, thank you so much for taking the time.
Yeah, thank you for having me.